Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Incidentally, before we do speed jokes, let me just read this preliminary paragraph from Mike Klusmeyer, who is listening to us in West Virginia and sent us a West Virginia joke. Mike Klusmeyer writes, "My wife and I are from Chicagoland, and we moved to West Virginia more than 20 years ago, so we get it checked off now. We still listen in West Virginia when we can. As for your jokes, John, here in West Virginia, if a man and a woman get divorced, are they still brother and sister?" You've heard that joke before, right?
Yeah.
And then he writes this. "As a legal check, I was once asked to perform a wedding in Illinois. Turns out the couple were, in fact, truly cousins. They had never met before and they fell in love. Now what do they do? Obviously, you can't marry your cousin, or can you? In Illinois, if they can prove sterility, they may get married. Then I moved to Virginia, and that same couple called and asked if I would do the wedding here in West Virginia. So I called the Secretary of State's office, and lo and behold, in West Virginia, it is legal to marry your cousin regardless. Anyway, enjoy the joke. Here in West Virginia, if a man and woman get divorced, are they still brother and sister?" Time for the rest of our speed jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jen Mason sent us a joke from Fargo, North Dakota. Larry and Lori Gerlach, thank you, in Palatine. They sent a joke from their son in South Carolina. And Mike Carlucci in Naperville, Charles in Barrington, Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin sent a joke. Mike B. in West Bend, Wisconsin, Susan in Shenoah, and Christine and Ken Manning in South Carolina. Big Russ in Midlothian, Don Borowski in Greenville, South Carolina, Bridget Stark of Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Nancy Davidson's listening today in Long Beach, New York, and Jeannie in Michigan, and Mary from Conway, South Carolina. We got South Carolina checked today. She wrote, "I'm from Illinois. I've been down here about 6 months. I've been dying to give you a joke." We got one from Peggy Hacker, too, with the Rockford Park Police Department. So the jokes today include, what happens when a cow doesn't shave? He grows a mustache. My wife didn't order anything from Amazon yesterday, so the UPS driver knocked on our door to make sure we were okay. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common? They're both parasites.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Caveman Dad, and John Williams will star as Caveman Son.
This report card doesn't look so good, son. You're getting an F in history.
True, but to be fair, a lot of that stuff hasn't happened yet. Dave Ennett, ladies and gentlemen, is a 10,000-year-old man, caveman dad. He knows no range he can't complete. Here, you thought it was our ability to love that made us human. Turns out it is actually our ability to select each image containing a truck. That's how we know. My friend is addicted to seaweed.
What's he doing about it?
I told him to seek help. Hey, moms and dads, here's a great way to teach your kids about taxes. Eat 30% of their ice cream. Mr. Potato Head has been nominated for an Emmy Award for news.
Which award is that?
Yeah, best commentator. Commentators, Mr. Potato Head. Dave, I don't understand the science of cloning.
That makes two of us.
You know you're old when they've discontinued your blood type. You go to the hospital and they go, "Yeah, we don't stock that anymore." And finally, Aladdin has been banned from the magic carpet race. Apparently, he's been using performance-enhancing rugs. Thanks for your jokes, y'all, and for the civics lesson from West Virginia.